KEXP is here to help you discover new music, and one way we do this is through storytelling. I'm Emily Fox, inviting you to join me for A Deeper Listen, a new podcast from KEXP. Every Tuesday, we bring you exclusive, vulnerable conversations with artists about the ideas and experiences that shape their music. When you connect with their stories, you'll hear the music you already love in a totally new light. Take A Deeper Listen with us. Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for KEXP.
I'm John Richards. This is The Morning Show. We're here at KEXP's Live Room, and her latest EP is called Transgender Street Legend Volume 1 and features one of our favorite songs so far this year. Great songs on there. Revolution Lover got a lot of love on this show for sure. It's Left at London. Take it away.
I recall all of the days I've cried. Even if heaven doesn't take us, we tried. But you know I feel if we stick together, maybe we'll become each other's guide. Maybe we'll make it out of this one alive. And we'll be alright. Gonna change, I can feel it coming. And when it's here, we'll be side by side. I know we'll make it out of this one alive.
And we'll be alright.
It will be alright. My revolution lover. It will be alright. My revolution lover. We'll be alright. My revolution lover. I'm yours. 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 Kill your daughter through cross-eyed. Father put his hearts of mine below him, rolling in the backseat with me. Oh, but I'd like to change their minds. Was it good for you or was it bad before? Your faith in us. Show me that you show me how you last. Oh, love me, love me. Lonely am I, and I found I'm going home. I'm going home, but now I won't come. 'Cause my heart is fading out, fading out. I wake up 4 hours from static. Save the memorabilia in the town store. But I'll leave the crib here for now. Oh, but I'd like to change their minds. Was it good for you or was it bad for? May I take you with me, put your faith in us. Show me that you show me how you last. Oh, love me, love me. Lonely am I, and I found I'm going home. I'm going home. And now I won't complain, 'cause my heart is fading out, fading. You say you wanna die. Did you mean to say forever? And if God was gone for good, would hell be something better? And I found I'm going home, but now I won't complain, 'cause my family's going home with me.
Quick out, shouts out to Mira and Zoe for this guitar part. Love you guys.
KEXP Left at London live here on The Morning Show. Welcome to KEXP.
Howdy.
This is going to be easy. Quick introduction of the band.
It's just me. However, today I got a special guest, Gerard Millman.
Hello.
Over there. Hello. Say hello.
Hello. hello.
The live guitar on that, Revolution Lover, too. That was a nice, I liked hearing that part in the song as well, for a song I played so many times. Cool to hear that version. And before we get to anything else, I am told you're going to tell us about the new album. The name of it is?
Should I tell you now, or should I tell you to, like, I guess I could tell you now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the title of the album, of my debut album, which I don't know when it's going to come out.
Okay.
It's You Are Not Alone Enough.
Wow. Yeah. That is a great title.
Thank you.
We are very near and dear to my heart here on the morning show.
Yeah. Well, somebody told me that, like, that's like your, like, that's like your phrase, like, you are not alone. And so, like, I kind of wanted, with that title, what's kind of interesting is that you can take it as a negative or positive way. At the beginning of the album, like, you can definitely take it, you can interpret it as a negative way, where it's like, you are not alone enough means that you deserve to be isolated from the world, and that, like, you deserve to, like, kind of shut yourself out. But there is the alternate meaning, where you are not alone enough means that, like, for self-care purposes, like, you need to, like, sort of, like, take care of yourself. You need to, like, be alone for a second if you need to be. If, like, you're, if, like, for example, I have BPD, and that makes, like, I have BPD and autism, which makes, like, social interactions very tough for me. And one of the things that sort of helped me was just, like, taking time to myself. And so that's, like, one of the key components of this album, is, like, taking time for yourself for the sake of yourself and others. So I'm really excited to show it to you guys.
Yeah. I cannot wait, let alone on the music you've already played, but on the title alone. Thank you for talking about that, too. I know a lot of people are nodding right now and hearing what you're saying. So it's and the thing about the EP, it was, all the songs, there's so much, by the way, in this EP. I don't remember an EP where that many genres, that many messages, that much was in one EP.
Yeah, I planned, like, the Transgender Street Legend, since it's called Volume 1, I plan for that to be a series, just to, like, showcase my diversity as an artist. Cause I feel like one of my goals is to, like, write a song in, like, every, like main genre. Like, I'm not gonna like do, like, gospel black metal or anything like that, but I'm gonna be like
young country. Is that coming?
Country? Mayhaps. I mean, Beyonce did it.
Sure.
I can do it.
Well, you did it. In such a in that format, too, was so cool, because it was, I love that. I love that there's other genres on the record. And then just the hopefulness, like, the love in that song. And I just saw the video this morning. I saw Billboard had put it out there.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Billboard. That was nice.
Shouts out Billboard.
Yeah.
Like, it was so surreal to see, like, premiered on Billboard, just because I was like, okay, maybe I can do this music thing. I actually just recently quit my job to do music full time, so so I could focus on the album and focus on the tour and stuff like that. I don't have a tour yet, but that's what I'm planning now that I got all this free time.
That's what I was gonna say. Now you can focus.
Now I can focus on that. Yeah.
The video is very sweet. It's just, there's just a lot of love in that video, and I recommend everyone to check it out. Even at 4 a.m, it made me feel pretty good about life this morning. Hmm. So I love it.
Yeah, I made it because I made both the song and the video because that I wanted both my girlfriend Zoe and just, like, the general, like, LGBT community, the LGBT plus community, I just wanted them to, like, we don't get a lot of moments where we're able to breathe and feel okay nowadays. So I wanted to try to give that to people, even if, like, I struggle with that feeling sometimes myself. Like, I need to be one of those people and inspire other people to be those people. And once, like, all of us can do that at the same time, then there's a chance for us. I really do believe that.
You've been vocal about your issues, mental health issues and other things. And do you have advice out there for and kind of directed towards the artist side too, artists out there struggling?
I made Revolution Lover when I was in a good place. I made Waiting on a Ghost when I was in a bad place. You can make songs that are good no matter what your mood is. Do not try to put yourself in a deeper, darker place just for artist's sakes. That is, frankly, like, the stupidest thing you could do. I'm looking at you, Kanye West. Like, you did not make My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy just because that you were mentally ill. Like, no, that's not the reason why you made it. You made it because, like, of like all the different factors in your life, and you made it because of like all the different, whatever. I'm not going to talk about Kanye West anymore. It's not the era to where I can talk about that anymore, because he had to be like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, one thing, too, on your social media and following you, you are funny. Like, you make me laugh out loud. You have so many good posts. What was it? You broke down how to make, was it a Frank Ocean song?
Yeah, Frank Ocean song.
Oh my God. I watched that. I told so many people about that. I'm just that dork in my office down the hallway here, just watching that like 10 times. It was so funny and true. You kind of nailed it.
I really want to use the beat that I used at the end, but I have to, like, I honestly want to save it for Frank Ocean. If I ever get Frank Ocean, Frankie, my boy, if you're listening in, I've got a beat for you, and it's glorious.
It's pretty good.
And the world would explode if you used it. That's all I'm saying.
You heard it here first.
Everybody comment at Blonded on Instagram.
Right.
Go listen to Left in London's beats.
We'll follow Left in London for sure.
Follow Left in London.
So album announcement later this year. We know that. Planning the tour, working on music full time.
Yeah.
Congratulations on all of that. And
thank you.
On the EP as well. It's fantastic. And you have one more? The first ones were medleys.
The first one was a medley of Felt Like I Had Died, Revolution Lover, I Thought You Said. What else did we do? I Split My Ribs Open. I Thought You Said I Split My Ribs Open. Yeah, that was it. Okay.
What do you have left?
Just one more song.
Okay.
This one's shorter than the medley. And it's also a little bit more intimate. So this is Waiting on a Ghost, and it touches on a lot of themes from the upcoming album as well. So I kind of think of it as a precursor to that album in a sense. Here it is.
Left at London live here on The Morning Show. Beautiful.
Thank you.
That was great.
I kind of cried a little bit.
I was getting close. It's good the song ended.
Yeah.
Getting closer, all of us in the room getting closer.
Yeah. The A-minute version is just me crying in the shower for the rest of the song.
That'd be on the full length. That'd be on the full length. Yeah, more room for crying in the shower. Left in London here announced the title of the new album, You're Not Alone Enough, and we'll be out sometime this year, touring this year.
Yeah.
We welcome you back when that record is done. I'd love to see you in the studios again. There's an open invitation on videotape.
Now you I'll hold you to that.
Thank you so much. And again, everybody, the Transgender Street Legend Volume 1, one of the best releases last year, and this new one we're looking forward to. Thank you again for coming up.
Absolutely.
I want to thank Kevin Suggs and our great video crew here, and most importantly, the KXP community for supporting the arts so that we can host these in-studio sessions and artists can have a voice. We are 90.3 KEXP Seattle.